So sometimes it does that. I'm not the best. Good morning, everybody. What's up? Casty Haynes, owner, founder, writer, interviewer, podcast guy, bodyslam.net. I'm here with my man, Rob Wilkins of Fightful fame. And soon you're going to be doing us a MMA podcast over here at Body Slam, right, bud?
Yeah, man. I will be.
No rush on it, but so we're part of our family officially more frequently here, so. You've come on some shows before with me, but it's always good to have you on, especially this early in the morning, because you're one of the only people up that I know that wanted to sit around and talk about this with me, so I appreciate it.
Yeah, it was a good night. Night two was of Wrestle Kingdom was a lot better than night one, for sure.
I agree.
I'm ready to talk about it, man. It was a good show.
Yeah, I thought so, too. Let's see, let me make sure I got the results here. All right, night two results. All right, let's see. What was the first one? It was do you want to talk about the pre-show, or do you want to not talk about the pre-show?
No, it's fine. We can. I mean,
we'll talk a little bit about that. Did you watch? I don't know if you watched it, because I wasn't in there with you guys, so I wasn't sure.
I watched it all. Decent match. Robbie, it went the way I thought it should have gone. Flying Tiger, Eagles, and Tiger Mask defeated the Mega Coaches and Bullet Club, so Ishimori and Phantasmo. So it was a good match, but Flying Tiger retained their titles, pretty much what I expected. And then you had the Stardom.
Well, that was on the main card. The pre-show, the three pre-show matches were, we had, like I said, you had Makabe, Nagata, and Hanma beat the Bullet Club, Fale, Gato, and Jado. Yeah. And then you had Tenzin, Kojima, and Master Wato defeated Suzuki Gun with Desperado, Kanemaru, and Taka Michinoku. And then you had the one you mentioned, which was LIJ defeating Suzuki Gun. So you had Shingo, Takahashi, and Bushi against Tai Chi, Zack Sabre Jr., and Dookie, or whatever his name is. That his name? Doki?
Yeah.
How do you pronounce it? Dookie, whatever. That guy. Those are the pre-show. And then now we'll get into the main card, because this is where I kind of started paying attention, because I was doing a bunch of stuff. But yeah, it started off with the three-way match for the IWGP Junior Heavyweight Tag Team Championships. And that's the one you were talking about, where you had Flying Tiger with Robbie Eagles and Tiger Mask.
Yeah, I realize that now, like, that was the beginning of the show, not the beginning of the pre-show. So
Yeah. That was the that's why I was asking if you had seen it before we got too deep. But yeah, we'll talk about these. We gave the results for the other ones. But yeah, so the Flying Tiger defeated the Mega Coaches and retained the belts. What were your thoughts on that match? Did you
it went quick. Rocky Romero, I love Rocky Romero, so like just he's awesome, and I just enjoyed the match. They were it looked like it was a physical match like normal. And you know, Robbie Eagles and Tiger Mask are always they're always fun to watch. So, it was a good match. The thing about like New Japan matches, sometimes they run long. This one actually seemed like it was well-paced, a lot of action going on, which, I really enjoyed. It was a good match. And, like I said before, I think the right guys won. Flying Tiger, I think they should just keep on working with them for a while. Mm-hmm. I, I'm just a big Robbie Eagles guy, so I think he's awesome.
Yeah. I always root for Robbie Eagles myself, too, by association, too, because Shaz's a big friend, big fan of the show, big fan of us, big friend of mine. I love Shaz. We're good buddies. She comes on all the time. She, I think, was trained by Robbie Eagles. So,
oh, cool.
She's always rooting for him, so I kind of pull for him by association. So, yeah, I like to see that. And, like, the match, I liked it, too. I thought it was a very good match. Everything was very smooth. There was one spot I noticed. It looked like where Rocky almost bought something where he was doing, like, a –
Springboard
off the ropes there, and he slipped a little bit and came up shallow and about. But they salvaged it. It looked good still without being a complete miss spot. But that was the only thing I really saw that even stood out.
I made a joke on the Fightful watch along that, like, eventually they'll talk about that on the podcast, the Good Brothers podcast.
Yeah, they will. I'm sure they'll give him some. They'll bust his balls a little bit for that one.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think I agree with you. Right people retain there. But I do like the Bullet Club team. I do like the cutest tag team. I like Ishimori and Phantasmo. Who else was in that match with them? It was with Bullet Club. No, that was a tag team match, not the triple. That was the – what was the other team? Oh, Mega Coach was the third team. That's who I was looking for. I was trying to read my notes, and they were all, like, cluttered together. My eyes are tired, man. The next match – yeah, dude, I bet you and I have been up on about the same schedule the last couple of days. The next match was the one that that was the early star or the stealer of the show for me. It was the Stardom tag team exhibition match with let's see if I can get these right. Tam Nakano,
yeah.
Yeah, Kamatani defeated the Starlight Kid and
Iwatani.
Yeah, that match was a fun one, man.
That was good. I like that they got the highlight number two match going into it. It was good. Overall, it was really good. Another match that was good pace. It went really well. It was a good tag team match. You know, I'm anxious to see them again. They were entertaining, and it was a good match, physical.
Stardom had a good weekend. They had that free show that got a lot of people watching the other day, or good week. I guess it's still middle of the week. It's not even weekend yet, but
yeah,
they had that free show the other night that, you know, had people all over my timeline talking about it. And then tonight they featured that match too, which had a good bunch of eyes on their product for probably every year. You know, people tune in that are just casual fans, you know, that if they're casual to New Japan, they're probably casual to Stardom too. So it's always good to, you know, get more exposure, especially something like that. That was a fantastic tag team match, you know, women's match, especially just because New Japan doesn't have that very often. So it's like one match a year really over there. And that's the only time you get to display it on that stage. Yeah. So yeah, I thought that was very well done. What was after that? After that one, we had the four-way match. This is what I tuned in for, brother. We had the four-way match for the Provisional King of Pro Wrestling 2022 trophy. Not going to lie, man, I was disappointed.
We're both rooting for somebody to win.
Yeah, I was my bias was pulling for my man Chase Owens, but he didn't. He came up a little short, but Suzuki won.
If you're going to lose to somebody, Minoru Suzuki is going to be the right guy.
Right. I'm glad he didn't lose. I mean, no offense to Yanu, but he didn't need to lose to Yanu again. So I was glad that happened. But yeah, what'd you think of that match, man?
It was good. You know, that it was solid. All four guys just beating the crap out of each other. It's good to see Seema wrestle again. I haven't watched him in a long time. So I was glad to be able to watch him. And Yano, you know, The great thing about New Japan is you get great matches and you get to see the great wrestlers, and they're not always the same matches. You know what I mean? Yeah. You get a variety, and with this being a four-way match, it was entertaining. Suzuki went on the trophy. Good for him. Like I said, I was rooting for your guy too. So
yeah. I mean, that's the only one. If anybody else had won, I would have probably thrown a little temper tantrum in my living room out of, like, you know, I would have rioted, mildly rioted, you know, the best I could in my living room.
Yeah.
But Suzuki doing, I was just like, ah, That'll do. Yeah. But yeah, so he'll. This is the year of the Chase. I'm telling you right now, Chase Owens' year, 2022. So even though we lost this one, I say we because, like, figuratively, spiritually, we. He's got it. We lost, but he'll be fine. But yeah, that was a fun match, man. I love that. That was one I was looking forward to. Always like it. He was on the main show because usually he does those a lot of spots on the pre-show for these Wrestle Kingdom. So yeah, I was happy for my boy. And then that led into the 6-man tag team never open weight championship match.
Yep.
Where House of Torture, Evil, Takahashi, and Sho retained the belts with Dick to Go, bringing that joke back.
Yeah,
Dick to Go defeated Chaos, Goto, Yoshihashi, and Yo, the Beautified Pinfall. I don't remember exactly how the
this match.
Oh, Drew, good night, buddy. Sorry, but before night, you disappear, Ted, good night, brother. And while we're at it, we got some other people. Romeo, I agree with you there, man. This night, night two, much better.
Oh, yeah. Night two was much better. This was the match that I did not care for, out of all of them. But I think that's just because I'm kind of
tired
of
it. This was the one right before the intermission, too, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, this match, like I was telling you earlier before we even jumped on here, is like, for the most part, a lot of these matches, they were really good. No complaints about any of them, like you expect to get from a New Japan, especially Wrestle Kingdom. But I didn't get sucked in to any of those in any of the opening matches, especially other than the Chase, because I wasn't personally invested. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But they didn't really suck me in. I was watching them, but I was doing stuff, but nothing was happening that made me completely stop what I was doing and like get lost in a match and be like, oh shit, I was supposed to be doing something and have to go catch back up. But, especially this one. This was the one right before intermission. I literally looked up and I was like, oh shit, we're in intermission. It wasn't so that one. It really kind of lost my attention, but it's not any fault of theirs. Like you said, I just think it was like we've been it's a long couple of days and it was just I didn't have any I just didn't have anything to draw me into it. But what were you gonna say there?
This was just the match that just kind of slowed it down, slowed everything down. And I know a lot of people are not on the Evil train right now. But anytime I get to watch Takahashi, I'm cool, So
a lot of people were shitting on Evil last night, especially in the watch along.
Yeah, I think the problem there is he gets blamed for.
The overbooking of his matches?
Yeah.
Like, that's his fault,
Yeah. So, that I don't... It's hard to fault the guy for that. I mean, unless he's booking himself, which he's not, so...
Yeah, no, he's not. But, yeah, that's not really his fault. But, yeah, I mean, I agree. I think that's really... he's a casualty of being put in those situations, usually because he has, like, the manager, and the manager's got to get involved. And it's just like, like you said, it gets overbooked and people just get tired of it a little bit faster than they would without it, I think.
Yeah.
Then we went to intermission. So then I had a little bit of time to gear down and get ready for the back half, which was good. The rest of this pay-per-view was really good too. Next we had Sonata. When we came back, he defeated the Great Okan. What did you think of that one, brother?
This match was actually better than I thought it'd be. Sonata winning made me happy. Great Okan is one of those guys that wrestle so many, like you've seen him so many times. I liked it. It was a little bit more, I guess, physical than I thought it'd be. It kind of picked up the pace a little bit. And I think the right guy won.
Yeah, I think the right guy won too. And Sonata's had my memory. It seems like I recall him losing a good bit at Wrestle Kingdom. He had great matches, so. Yeah, it's good to see him get back on a winning kick going out of Wrestle Kingdom because it's WrestleMania, so you hate to lose on the big stage of the year, especially. He was higher up in the card a couple years ago, wasn't he? He was towards the main event there a year or two ago, if I remember correctly.
Yep. So two years ago.
I think it was about 2 years, maybe. Yeah. It wasn't last year, so it was 2 years ago, probably the year. Yeah. Right before the pandemic or pandemic year, maybe. One of the two.
Right before the pandemic, I think.
Yeah, that's what you're. But yeah, and like you said, like Great Okani, we've seen his matches, and it's, you know what we're going to get there. But it was a little bit more physical than I was expecting as well. And
yeah,
it's just good. I love Sonata. He's fucking. I never complain about anything he does.
Yeah.
So where we go after that? Then we went. Oh, here we go. After that, I'm a big Naito. I'm a huge Naito fan. So
yeah,
Tetsuya Naito defeated Jeff Cobb by pinfall. After that, what?
This match this was one really was, this good.
Is, it was really good. This is where I started paying more attention. This one got me kind of like I was like, oh shit, Naito. And
I actually thought Jeff Cobb was going to win this.
I was feeling that too.
I was thinking that they were going to start. I thought that was going to be the start of his push. Like.
Mm-hmm.
But they won with Naito. I mean, hell, going, you know, not to skip too far ahead, but with who Naito is going to be going against now, I guess, you know, like makes sense. It was a great match. They both beat the crap out of each other, which, you know, is going to happen when you have Jeff Cobb in the ring with one of the best. And I don't know if I've ever said anything negative about a match with Naito in it. I don't think anybody really has. No,
it's hard to.
Yeah. Jeff Cobb and Naito, they had a great match. I could see this match easily being. I think it was probably the third best match of the night.
Yeah, I think so. And then Stardom, probably the tag match, I think, right under that. I think this jumped up there and stole. The last three matches were probably the best three matches on the card.
Yeah.
And then I think the women's tag.
You know, the thing is they booked it right. Like, the matches, I think they did the right order. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's not really – because usually that's a complaint I have with the shows is like, the flow of these matches didn't do it for me. But, yeah, I agree with you on this one. Like, looking back, I don't really have anything I would have shuffled around at all.
Yeah.
Yeah. And – yeah, man, I love Naito. I love him so much. Everything he does is just so smooth, just real sharp, and you know, it looks good, it looks tight, it looks snug, and it's the way he does little things too that just make it just look so much more impactful and like it has meaning to it, other than just being like choreographed and just part of the sequence and like where do I go next? Like, it just makes it look more real and not just like, you know what I'm saying, like planned out.
Yeah.
He's just good at that.
It was a great match. I would recommend anybody to. I recommend night two over night one. Yeah. You know, I don't think you'll see anybody say night one was better. Night two, you can watch this, and you'll be happy. So it was a good show.
Yeah, there was a bunch of good little sequences I liked in this. I liked how it started too, with Naito taking his time, taking off his suit and just chilling. And
it was kind of funny. And then Cobb like folded his jacket. I don't know if he caught that.
Yeah, he caught his jacket. Yeah. He picked it because it fell and almost hit the ground. He picked it up, folded it, and handed it out nice and was smiling. And then Naito was just chilling, taking his pants off. Then he jumped in before he got his breakaways off. So I was like, cool, good heel shit there.
Yeah,
that's always fun. And then there's one sequence I noticed I really like enjoyed watching was when Cobb was in the corner and Naito was doing the kicks. He did his usual, you know, he did the fake out and then got him with one, but then he did the drop kicks to the leg a bunch and then got him in the face and just kept working the leg in the corner a bunch. And it just was real smooth and real. It just looked real aggressive, and I liked the way that came off when he was, you know, chopping the big guy down. And that was pretty early in the match. And then that knee kind of played in for the rest of it going forward. So good to Cobb too to sell that for a while for the rest of the match too, and not to really forget about all that work he did on it early. But that match was good, man. I really enjoyed that match. Like, thinking back on it more now that I've had a little bit of time afterwards to sit here and recall and really looking back on it. But yeah, I agree with you. That was probably the third best match of the night. But yeah, you're right. Anybody that's like choosing, like, because this is a lot of wrestling to try to watch, especially to go back and watch and like, oh, which one do I need to watch? Or is there something I need to watch over there? Definitely pick this one over night two over night one. Yeah. But there was good stuff on night one. Like, don't want to be taken out of context saying that night one was garbage, and it wasn't. It was good, but it was just, it felt like a good go home show for night two.
Yeah, it felt like a go home show, if anything.
Yeah, if so. I mean, it was like a real long, super packed go home show that's just like, oh shit, man, yeah, it's ready for this. Let's go. That's that got me into it because, you know, most of the matches had a little bit of importance that carried over into tonight from night one. It seemed like everything that was kind of, you know, for the most part, my brain's not working, but you know what I'm saying. Fuck it.
Yeah, I get you.
Yeah, you get me. Anyway, after that, man, we're getting into the co-main event, the main event, which is, you know, the fucking steak, the meat and potatoes of this fucking show.
Yeah, but Jesus.
God damn, the no DQ match for the IWGP United States Heavyweight Championship. We had a new champion crowned as Hiroshi Tanahashi defeated Kenta. And man, this match, dude, like I was, you know, I didn't know what I was going to expect from it because I was like, all right, I mean, how hard are these two going to go with the no DQ? It's just like a stipulation of like, you know, do a couple, you know, spots that I wasn't, you know, to throw some chairs around and use the guardrail and not have to worry about, you know, count outs and stuff. But no, that fucking ladder.
Yeah,
they the beat table the hell spots, out of each other. They beat the hell out of each other. Some hard stuff on the ground, man. Good chair shots all over the place. But that fucking ladder spot, dude, like I shared the picture.
Yeah.
Of the Kenta coming off right before he busted his face, dude.
Yeah, that and his nose started swelling.
Broke the shit right away. Broke the shit, dude. R.I.P. Yeah. Kenta's nose. What it looked like it to me, what happened is when he was coming down to land on the trash can that his hands hit it. And it popped up a sharp spot on it, bent it up, and that caught him on when he wasn't really anticipating it to pop up and get him.
Oh, yeah, that was nasty,
he bled, bro. He was
that was a nasty landing, but it was a hell of a match. This match was great. Tanahashi winning.
Yeah, I was hoping that, you know, I mean, he won, but I was hoping that Kenta was gonna keep the belt, honestly, and retain and get his Wrestle Kingdom moment because, you know, Tanahashi's had plenty over the last 16 years or since 2005. You know, so it's 17 years of plenty of opportunities. But I wanted to see more with Kenta having the U.S. title and calling out Punk and
I would have been fine with that, and especially with Punk calling or Punk giving him his address, you know, or wasn't that
Yeah, he won his address. He gave the address to the United Center.
Well, yeah, that's what I meant. Like he gave the address to, like, to the
United Center. Yeah, he's like, come here and talk to me about it. Yeah.
So that's probably CM Punk's second home in Chicago. I know he goes to Blackhawks games and
all the time in basketball. Yeah. But yeah, no, I was a little disappointed in just the outcome of the match because I would have, like I said, I would have rather seen Kenta go over, but you can't be disappointed with that match. You know what I mean? Like that match is fucking awesome, dude. And that Tanahashi going off the top of that ladder. That ladder was
put it on the line, man.
Tall ass ladder. And I like how he had to like build it. Yeah. And I made a joke on my Twitter during that. I was like, man, I kind of wish it didn't take 10 to 15 minutes to set up this table and ladder sequence that we're getting ready to get here in a few minutes. Cause that kind of killed the momentum. Cause like they were fucking
that ladder.
Cause it was taking so long. He kept having to like, he was swearing. You could hear him cussing. They're like, cursing in Japanese. And I was like laughing at that. Cause he's just mad about how he had to build the cross assemblies and, stretch it out the right way,
forever. Get him
to play, screw the nuts on that he was having to do. It was taking forever, and then he had to break away to go because he was good at selling the time being dragged out to be like, ah, shit, I got to go kick him some more so it doesn't look like he's just laying over there waiting and just, you know, for me to be ready to climb this ladder. So I like that he did that, but yeah, just that only added to the length of the spot dragging out to get set up, but the payoff was worth it. You know what I mean? Yep. So when I said all that shit talking shit, I was like, damn, the payoff made me look like a fucking asshole. Talking shit about this ladder spot that was fucking intense. And then another one off of it back to back. Like they back to back those ladder bumps. So yeah, my bad, guys. Sorry. Like, sorry for trying to make jokes ahead of the spot, but yeah.
Yeah, they beat the hell out of each other and, you know, they entertained. It was a good match. It was definitely my second favorite match of the night.
Where do you think Tanahashi, who's going to challenge him next for this? Where do you think that goes?
I don't know, man. I don't know where they're going to go with that. Maybe Jeff Cobb could get involved in that one. maybe. I don't know. I don't really know who they
can I think put. Jeff Hall's kind of left out in the he's the odd man out here at the top of this card, because like all those guys they were at the top the last three matches, you know, those six guys, he's the odd man out because everybody else is kind of other than Will Ospreay, but he'll keep doing his thing.
Yeah. I don't know who they'll have. I didn't think about it, like who was next.
I bet we'll see over the next two shows. So we usually get Dash, but I guess we got the show Saturday instead. So I bet they'll set it up.
I'll throw your name in there. You can be the next one.
Hey, man. Hair versus hair. I'll put my hair on the line. I've been teasing Dom. Dom wants me to do it for a prediction show. And I'm like, dude, I'm the worst predictions guy ever. But I'll do it for that. I'll do it for the spotlight on that one. That's a bigger spotlight for my hair to be on the line for, is in a hair versus hair match with Tanahashi instead of a fucking predictions match against my co-host on a podcast that a couple hundred people maybe watch. Like, nah, bro. And that gets me off topic, but that's the thing I've had with some of these Chops series, is like I could have filmed a lot more episodes of Chops, but some of those guys like gonna hit me really hard. It's like, man, that's a lot of pain for 22 views. Like, I'll wait until like the series explodes to where like I'm doing you a favor to taking that pain instead of it just being like, oh man, that was just a week of content and fuck, that really sucked and no one's gonna watch it. So yeah, I'm gonna hit a lot more the indie guys up on that later. But yeah, anyway, yeah, no, that match, awesome match, and that it was a good bar setter for what the last match, the main event. And man, talk about two different types of matches there, you know what I mean? And I didn't, you know, because I didn't expect Tanahashi and Kenta to put on like a decent no DQ match to really like differentiate that match from the main event too, other than being just too smooth. Because you see Kenta and Tanahashi on paper without the no DQ thing, you're like, oh, that's going to be a technical, you know, lots of smooth, like big moves, lots of good sequences. And instead it was, but it was, you know, more of a hardcore feel compared to what I was expecting. But damn, dude, that main event though, I don't know if I've ever seen that shit was so smooth everywhere. The transitions were smooth. The reversals were so fucking smooth. Like, I didn't see a botch in the whole match. And I kind of paid attention. I look for that, not just to be that guy that looks for stuff, but like, you know, just because those are things like that catch my eye from the ECW days of being trained to chant "you fucked up" at somebody when they botch. Yeah. You know what I mean? Even though now that's people be like, "Hey, don't be a dick about it." But dude, that was what you were like looking forward to.
And you know, we've seen so many matches, we know what to look for. And you know, I was telling somebody not too long ago, I go, my problem about like, I prefer to go to a house show. Like if I go to a show, I prefer to go to a house show because I'm not paying attention to the other things. When I go to like a TV episode or a pay-per-view, I'm watching production. Like for the most part, I mean, you know,
no, I'm the same way. I have a film and video production degree. So I'm the same way. I start like watching the fucking camera work. I'm like, oh man, look at this guy doing this. And I'm like not even watching the match because I'm watching the jib operator like do his cool shit and like looking at his setup with his joysticks and being like, I remember working those and like, oh shit, what happened? What I miss? You know what I mean? Having to go back to the match because I'm over there like watching something that everybody else is bitching about it being in their way. And I'm like, oh, did you see how he came down and then swung back out? And be like, no, I didn't see that. I was watching the fucking match, you asshole. So yeah, I'm with you on that. Like I get sucked into production all the time when I'm at those events. But yeah, that, dude, everything about that. There was like, I've never seen some of those reversals and just the way they were able to catch each other on the dives and just didn't even like struggle to like not make it look just almost perfectly, just effortlessly on every is fuck man, those guys. It ended, I will say it ended a little sooner than I thought it was going to. I was looking at the clock. I was like, man, this match is going till 7:05. They're going longer than last night, but
yeah, it was solid. Just overall, all solid.
Yeah, dude, I you know, we get Okada again, but you know, like whatever, you know, like we talked about last night, you know, that's it's no different than people putting your money in the main event, you know,
the thing is you want like you know, give it to Okada. Let him do his thing again for a little bit. Try to get people talking again, you know.
Get people talking again, wanting to be in there.
That's what I would do in this situation. And maybe, I mean, and I think that's why Tanahashi won too.
Yeah, I agree. I think the same thing. It's because now you've got your two big belts that you have there have your three top belts have two of your top names on it. You know, who's their IC champion? Is no, that belt got combined in, right? So that belt's not even around anymore, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, that's their two top titles now, in the open weight. So where's Jay White tonight? Is he not in this at all right now? I forgot to look up what was going on with him.
No, he wasn't there.
Is there anything to that? I figured I'd ask you.
Isn't he doing the US stuff?
Yeah. Might've had just travel stuff coming in.
Yeah. I haven't watched the last
to keep him from
few episodes of Strong. So
I don't know, but yeah, I figured he would have been there to do something. Maybe he'll show up Saturday.
Yeah, he could be there.
I don't know. Maybe he shows up Saturday. I don't know. But yeah, no, when it ended early too, but earlier than I was expecting, I was like, oh, well, maybe here's where we get the some of the surprises. Because there wasn't really any, not really a surprise. There wasn't anything, you know, that I've, no debuts, no returns really tonight, nothing, you know, nothing like that. So I was like, oh shit, we got 20 minutes here before 7. Maybe this is where we get something. Somebody run in and, you know, yeah, Naito. You got Naito, yeah. And I'm okay with that because, like I said, I'd be a huge Naito fan. That worked out for me. I like it. I like it overall. I had no complaints. And like you said, I think this is such a better show than last night.
Yeah, a good show. Yeah. And the right guy won. Like, I think, and Ospreay is Ospreay. He's fine. He's one of those guys that he'll go on to whoever he wrestles next and he'll be fine.
Yeah, and then he can just use the sourness from this to build into that character for whenever they pop him back into the program again later when they need to against somebody new, you know.
Exactly.
He's not going to drop too far down the totem pole from losing this match. I think, like you said, the right guy won, and it's probably, you know, it's comparable to like the decision of like, hey, we need to do something to get people watching again. Put the belt on Brock, because you know what I mean? It's the same fucking thing. You know, it's, you know.
Yep.
But hey, no complaints here. When's the next one? So it's Saturday. We got a couple of days before we get any more New Japan, right?
Yeah. Get that. And
wait, that's Friday night, Saturday morning, correct? Saturday night.
Yep, Sunday Friday night, morning. Saturday morning. And you got the AEW Battle of Belts.
So I'm going to that. That's why I was trying to make sure it's not the same night. So that's going to suck. So I got to stay up Friday night and take a nap before I drive to Charlotte for Battle of the Belts.
But yeah, I already decided I'm going to watch the third night later. I'm gonna sleep.
There's a good chance I might do that. So either we may have a post show for that. I don't know. I might be on it for that. We'll just see how my mood feels in 2 days because it's going to be a long week. I don't think what's tomorrow. There's Impact, and then that's their go home for their pay per view, which is Saturday as well, the same day as Battle for the Belts.
Yep. Same day.
And we got, of course, the doubleheader SmackDown and Rampage Friday night, and then the show afterwards. So is that the same time? Is it 2 a.m.? Or is it a different time?
I honestly don't know. I haven't looked because I figured I'd just watch it later.
Yeah. Hopefully it's earlier. Because Dash was always a little earlier in the day. Dash was like an afternoon show, wasn't it?
Yeah, maybe it is. I just don't pay attention to like this one. I haven't paid attention because once I found out it was the way they're booking it, like
for Noah. Yeah, it's like the New Japan. It's the New Japan and Pro Wrestling Noah. Like,
So I'm like, I'll wait.
Yeah, like I didn't even look at the card for it yet, but the concept is very intriguing to me.
Yeah,
and I guess they're gonna have a longer partnership. I guess right. Probably just isn't a one off like thing. I feel like they'll probably do it more. So maybe it'll set up some storylines that kind of intermingle. Who knows?
Yep. Overall,
good show. But yeah, do you got anything? What do you have coming up this week? You got anything else you need? You've got?
I think I'm covering. Well, I know I'm covering Rampage, Dynamite. Well, Dynamite tomorrow night, Rampage, and then I assume I'm doing Battle of the Belts. Not sure yet.
You do all that for Fightful, right?
Yep, all for Fightful, and then that should do it for It should go back to normal for a couple weeks.
Well, not on my end, unfortunately.
Yeah, not on your
end. It kind of goes back to normal for me, but this isn't normal for most people, unfortunately, because this is how wild is it? This is like my resting week before I'm like traveling all over the fucking place and like running. This is my like down week, and I'm up till 7-8 o'clock in the morning doing podcasts. Yeah. So this that's an oxymoron.
I'm struggling right now, man. Dude. I'm glad I watched.
Yeah, I think I like watching it better live than I do going back and watching it, because I don't pay as much attention once I've already like know that it's not happening as I'm watching it in real time. So yeah, I always appreciate watching these events, especially just these two, especially like the other ones I'll kind of miss unless I happen to just be wide awake, you know what I mean? Or unless I'm told, hey, you should watch this, something cool is going to happen. You know, I'll get told from somebody to pay attention, especially, you know, to make sure to stay awake for it, which I do sometimes. But yeah, no, I'm glad I watched it. No, nothing here on that. But I'm going to, I got some stuff this week. Like I said, I got Battle for the Belts on Saturday night. So yeah, I'll be there for that. I think we got a watch along on our channel during that. Saturday for the hour, and then we have a post show, a different crew doing a post show. We'll be live tomorrow night. We'll have a post show after Dynamite here on Body Slam's YouTube channel as well, and on the Twitch. Got some other stuff going on during the days tomorrow too, some other random shows dropping, but I think we got Friday night we'll have the SmackDown and Rampage post show as well, and we might have, like I said, another one for night three of Wrestle Kingdom, depending upon how motivated I am to stay awake another night till however late it goes. It just depends on when it starts. The start time might be a heavy factor in how long I go that night. But yeah, man, keep checking back with us, guys. I really appreciate you all tuning in tonight, staying up super late or getting up early with us, depending upon how your night went. We've been up all night. Some of you are probably just getting up. Either way, we appreciate you tuning in and hanging out with us while we discuss the show. If you don't and you haven't yet, give this video a thumbs up if you don't mind doing it. And subscribe to our YouTube channel. It's scrolling across the bottom. If you're not already on it, you can look here and get it. If you're on the Twitch, you can jump over there and do it that way. Yeah, and you can follow me right there. It's right here underneath my face, right under my beard. There's my Twitter handle, at Casshole with three O's. CASSHOOOLE. And of course, you can follow all our work here at Body Slam Net on all the social media, on Twitch, on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, probably even Snapchat, even though I don't use it very often. I'm sure it's probably our Snapchat handle as well. But yeah, follow us, guys. Appreciate everything you do for us. And buddy, I'm going to wrap this shit up and take a nap. I will talk to you tomorrow. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. See you soon. Bye. Let's get this thing over with. Bye, buddy.